Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for Monday, the 22nd of December, 2025. Today, we have key updates from the Aussie industry, delivering insights on moves and shakes from insurance, transport, and motor production. Starting with news from Down Under, Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, has revised its annual profit forecast upwards by a hearty $100 million. This welcome boost comes in the wake of the successful integration of recently acquired RAC Insurance. With a revised profit expectation between $1.55 billion and $1.75 billion FY, an increase of 10% in gross written premiums is the cherry on top of this deal. Australian transport sector stakeholders, it's an excellent time to review your policies. On to motorbike news. KTM AG, the Austrian motorcycle manufacturer, has successfully secured a significant 600 million euro investment. Thanks to this massive financial injection from major shareholder Bajaj Auto, KTM AG's previously precarious financial position has seen an appreciable strengthening. This investment is set to cover nearly a third of KTM's debts, providing the essential support it needs in these tumultuous economic times. As a result, Aussie riders who've been crossing their fingers can breathe easy. KTM motorcycles will continue to be available in our markets. In the domain of ensuring our mighty Aussies on wheels, Envest Group's freshly baked initiative, TLI Underwriting, zeroes in on the large truck fleets across our vast continent. TLI, an authorized representative of ATL Insurance Group, seeks to fill a noted market gap in dedicated support for heavy motor fleet brokers. If you're a transport business owner wrestling with the logistical dragons of the day, this new specialty product may be exactly what you need. And lastly for today, a recent report backed by National Transport Insurance, NTI, cuffs the responsibility for major truck accidents squarely on human error. At a staggering rate of nearly 70 incidents per 10,000 vehicles, it's a critical area of concern. Vital causes indicated include inattention, inappropriate speed, and inadequate distances followed while driving. The report urges transport businesses to lean harder into driver training and safety and to leverage technology for behavior monitoring. On that note, let's remember, stay in tune with the changing landscapes of our industry. Catch you next time on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Stay informed, stay secure. For more news and updates, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.